Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and welcome to another edition of The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the music industry. My guest today is truly unique. I first encountered him in 2010. How many Iranian flamenco guitar players that love prog rock and live in Chicago and have a Chicago accent do you know? The answer is not very many. I'm completely out of ideas on how to embrace that idea. It is my great pleasure to welcome Mehran to the program. Mehran, welcome.
Thank you, Simon. My pleasure to be here.
It's been a while since we last talked. I do hope that life is treating you well. But before we get involved in your new project, Subterranea, let's talk about the beginning. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you mean as far as the musician or just as a person?
Both, either.
Well, I was born in Iran, and I was a teenager when I came here to Chicago. And, you know, I always loved playing music since I was a kid, so I trained on keyboards and played on the piano. And when I came here at age around 14 or 15, I started playing the guitar. I lived with an uncle who played the guitar, so he taught me some. And when I went away to college, about 18, 19 years old, I moved out and met a lot of friends in college who played guitar, so we kept playing and developing. And you know, when I finished school, I got into all kind of bands, and, you know, mainly was in rock and metal and stuff like that, you know. And eventually, after a while, I decided to go to Spain and study flamenco guitar there. And I did that for a few years, going back and forth, maybe about 10 trips, about 10 years. I kept going back and forth to Spain and brought back a lot of music with me, and I would study for another year, and I would go back to Spain again, and I get some more stuff, more training, and that's how I did it. And eventually, a couple of years ago, I put out the first CD. You know, I could have done this years and years ago, but I just didn't want to do it because of the fact that I felt like, you know, in flamenco, you should have enough respect for that type of art form that when you get really good at it, then you got to come out and show people what you got. You don't just play a few years and then say, okay, I can play these really simple songs and I'm going to bore the hell out of everybody. And to tell you the truth, there's a big market for that, too. People play all kind of simple stuff and flamenco-ish, you know, not really true flamenco. And, you know, and some of them break through and they do really well. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give as much as I could.
I really enjoyed your first CD. I believe it was called The Angel of Persepolis. Did I get that right?
Angels of Persepolis, yes.
Right. And when I talked to you about that CD, you came up with a term that just made me giggle, and I have remembered it. You referred to it as hardcore flamenco.
I did. I really did that.
How would you define hardcore flamenco?
Well, I mean, if I look back and think about that, I wouldn't phrase it as such. Hardcore flamenco would be stuff that you hear in Spain, you know, among the flamenco greats, that stick with the rules and frame of flamenco and use all flamenco technique and play flamenco, which is so many different forms. There's about 80 or 90 different forms in flamenco, and any good musician in flamenco will learn most of them and is able to express. I don't think, now that I look at it, I don't consider Angels of Persepolis as hardcore flamenco. I would consider it a mixture of flamenco with jazz, and you know, there is more flamenco on that CD than my latest CD. So I would refer to that as, you know, some flamenco in there. There's a lot of jazz. There's a lot of Persian influences. Yeah, it's a melting pot of different genres, but it's mostly flamenco. Whereas this CD is a lot less flamenco.
Yeah, and actually on that subject, let's move on to your new CD, Subterranea. In fact, if it's okay with you, would you be upset if I played a track into
the... No,
I'm
very happy.
Okay. Well, let's take Into the Abyss. Abyss.
Great.
Out for a trial run.
Thank you.
Okay.
There you are.
I have to ask you a question.
I bet I know what it is.
No, I bet you don't. I asked my wife to listen to that track, and she really likes it. And
she does?
Yeah. And that surprised me, because she's generally country tumbling weeds and pickup truck fan.
So how would you describe this music? What would you say? What genre would you say this song was?
Well, it's definitely prog-ish.
Yeah. Okay. I believe. I mean that's the direction we're going.
I like the track because it is at least in my mind. Deep and complex. Is that the direction that you want to head into?
Deep and complex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff I do is kind of complicated music. That's just my style of writing, whether it be any genre of music. You know, this particular song, I would say it's more kind of an action thriller, you know. It's not flamenco at all. It has flamenco technique. I mean, that's what I use, you know, flamenco guitar and using my fingers and rather than a pick. So I'm doing everything I was taught as far as technically, but I'm not playing or writing in that frame of, you know, you have to play these forms of flamenco to be flamenco. So I'm not doing that. Then I'm going back to my roots, which was, you know, rock, progressive, metal, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, that kind of stuff, and bringing back a little bit of electric guitar just to provide some, you know, heavy background and pad underneath the flamenco guitar. And I would see this song to be something like, you know, be used, in, you know, if I let my imagination go a little too wild, like maybe for, you know, Mission Impossible kind of soundtrack, that kind of style, that's what I would say, or James Bond soundtrack. It's a very action-filled. It's got a lot of tension release in it.
Oh,
so, but that's one song in the CD that is like that.
Right.
They're all different.
It's a very interesting track. Let's shift to some absolutely shameless commercialization. Where can people buy copies of Subterranea?
You know, I'm not selling it myself anymore. I'm having CD Baby sell it. So they can go on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You know, you can actually get the actual CD from CD Baby. They can also go on my website, and there's links in there that would direct them to exactly where they buy, you know, where to buy it. If they like it on iTunes, there's a link for that. If they want to buy the actual physical copy of the CD, they can. There's a link to CD Baby on there. So my website is neronguitar.com. That's M like Mary, E-H-R-A-N, that's my name, guitar.com. And in there they can see, you know, there's a video of this song in there. Actually, we did a music video of this in a basement of a print shop that is humongous with all these pillars. So it kind of gives you that kind of feel of under the ground anyway. And you know, that video itself is very action-packed. So it's pretty interesting to see.
Oh, I can't wait. I haven't seen it.
No? Okay.
You can rest assured that I will track it down. And on the subject of tracking things down, would you be terribly upset if I played another track, Natalia?
No, I would be very happy.
Okay, this is Natalia.
With us, on most of the occasions we perform. We give some flashes of actual real hardcore flamenco at our performances. So, and that's the other angle of my group, that we're still flamenco, you know, somewhat. And their name is Maya Marzullo and Silvana Marzullo, actually Maya Tatiana Marzullo. And they're very good friends of mine, and we've been working together for a long time. So they are another aspect of the sea. So they provided the palmas, which is the hand clapping into the abyss. But on our shows in Chicago, they have a lot bigger role. They do dances, numbers, and providing palmas to many, many more songs. So these are all my buddies that helped me out do this. Good to have friends.
Friends are great, but I'm going to ask the same question that I asked earlier. What is hardcore flamenco?
A hardcore flamenco. What I mean by that is traditional old-style flamenco, meaning it doesn't sway into like jazz or classical music. It is the music of the gypsies, and they stick with the traditions of it, and they play it that way. So, for example, when you listen to somebody singing flamenco, somebody like Camarón de la Isla, that's real flamenco. You know, he's not singing jazz. He's not singing classical music. He's singing what I call hardcore flamenco. That's what that is. Seldom found outside of Spain, but still around. You know, people are still doing it a lot.
All right. I'm going to ask you a really tricky question.
I don't know.
Right. One that you might not enjoy. Do you enjoy the slightly dangerous live performance, you know, of being on the stage, or the safety of the recording studio?
I like them both, but two different dynamics, two different situations. You know, being on stage is something that happens from beginning of a time frame and ends within a time frame, like let's say 45 minutes, an hour and a half, 2 hour concert, it's done. When it's done, it's gone. You don't have nothing to go back to, you know, unless you videotape it and look at it. But a recording process is something that could take months. You can examine it, you know, like you said, it's a lot safer and you feel a lot more secure. However, as a musician, I think most musicians who perform, professional musicians, would agree with me. Performing and being on stage is the reason why we do what we do. I mean, why else would I want to do this? You know, you can hide in your basement and keep recording and don't come out and show your face. You know, that's not my style. But yeah, to me, performing, being on stage, it is so exciting. There's nothing in the world like it. This is what I endeavor for, and this is why I do what I do, to be on stage and show people what I have. And I think most musicians agree with this.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with you, and I disagree with you.
Yeah.
That there are some musicians that go, I can't do it on stage. In fact, I talked to a well-known musician about a year ago, and he was about to head off to do a live you know, show, and had no idea what would happen. There's all sorts of noise on Is that you?
So, yeah, that was me, my type. We're okay.
Okay. Yeah, he was headed out on a tour. Had a great song, but it was a studio song. And, yeah, his comment to me was, I don't know how the hell I'm going to pull this off on stage, because I can't.
Now, why was that?
Because the song was studio-driven.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that you're going to perform on stage, you better have already planned how you're going to do it. This is kind of an impossible thing to pull off, and I wouldn't do it. You know, if you're going to use an orchestra to record, and then you're going to be on stage with three guys, that would be kind of very difficult to do.
Right. Yeah, I think impossible is the word. I could be wrong. Mehran, I want to thank you. Our time is just about up. My producer, albeit automated, is whining in my ear.
Right.
So, I wish you and all of your followers a great, healthy, happy, and wealthy week. Are you getting good vibes from the new album?
Yeah, a lot of stuff is happening. You know, I'm being interviewed by you and many other places. The album is getting really, really good reviews. A lot of musical critics around the globe, actually, all coming in little by little. You know, the album is very new. I mean, we gave it out a couple of months ago. By the time these critics and writers hear it and answer back or write about it or interview me, I mean, it takes a few months, but they're all coming in. Every day or every other day, something else is coming out, and I'm working with a really good agent, Billy James from Glass Onion, and, you know, he's doing what he does best and getting it in the right hand. So we're looking forward, perhaps maybe start touring one of these days.
Oh, I would love to see you.
Yeah, so we're ready to stop by down in Mississippi and see you.
Right. I've got this really nice backyard.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll tear it up for you.
Right. I'm sure the police and everyone else will just love me to pieces.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Okay. Till next time, I have to say thank you and have a great time with your new album. And
thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Great, man. Thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure. Take care, Simon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Till next time, this
All right.
is Simon Barrett saying goodbye.
Bye.